Okay, today is Daf Chav Ches. We're on Daf Chav Ches at the Mishnah top line. Here we go. There's another thing called Cherem, a Cherem vow. Not when somebody put somebody in Cherem, not somebody that kind of Cherem. A Cherem vow, there are two types. There's a Cherem vow, either you promise to donate something to the Kahanim, or you promise to donate something to the Bet HaKavayis. Okay, it's just another type of donation called a Cherem. That's the words in the Torah. This has nothing to do with Erechin, but it's similar because it has to do with donating things to the Beit HaMikdash. So, machrim adam, a person can donate mitono from his sheep, mibakara from his cattle, me'avada from his servants, u'mishvachoza from his maidservants, hakananim, not Jewish, not an Eved Ivri, not Jewish, right? So you can donate those to the Beit HaMikdash. U'misteachuza, so you can also donate your steachuza as a cherem vow. V'im hechrim es kulam, ein amachrimim, divi Rabbi Eliezer. Says Rabbi Eliezer, you can't donate everything you have. You can't do that. You can't do that. Amar, now by the way, the Chassam Sofer says, so too, if someone says a crazy thing, I'm going to be mafkir everything I own. That we don't, it doesn't work. You can't do that. You make yourself to live in the street? You can't do that. You can't do that. I want to donate everything I own to the Beis HaMikdash. That's not a normal thing to say. Hey, you want to donate something special? You're happy with your life. You want to donate? Thank Hashem. That's fine. To donate everything you have? Says Rabbi Elazar, you can't do that. And the Chassam Sofer says you can't be mafkir everything either. And by the way, he says there's a Tosefta that says if you're makdish all your nechassim, it works. If you're makdish all your nechassim. So first of all, someone the Chazdei David, I think the Chazdei David is the Chidah. One says that it's a mistake in this Tosefta. Tosefta didn't say that. It said Ein doesn't work. You can't do that. So some say, but the Tosefta said you can. So first some change the gears so you can't. Others say, well, hektish is different. Maybe that's a mitzvah. Maybe try to stretch out an answer. Maybe.
The same response is that end up
they're living in the street. Right, exactly. So you can't do that. You can't do that. So, right, so, and you can't donate everything to the Beis HaMikdash. You can't mibafku everything to the world. You can't be a person like that. But Omer Blasim Ben Azariah, Ma'im L'Gvoi, Adam Rishai L'Hachim Kol Nechatzav, if you can't do it to Hashem, you can't do it for Hashem. Even for Hashem, you can't give all his possessions away. Alachas kamav kamashi adam chasal nechasav. You have to watch the chasam. You can't do that, right? Rashi says shelo yivazviz on lehedyo. You can't give it to regular people. You can't do that. Only crazy people give away all their stuff, right? Okay. So manahan imili. How do we know that you can't give away all your stuff? Tana rabbanan. It says mikol asher lo. Mikol means not kol, right? Only part of whatever everything you have. V'chol asher lo, mei adam, v'lo kol adam. You can give only some of your slaves. Now we're changing it now. Not even, you can't give all your stuff. You can't even give all your slaves. Mei kol adam, some of your slaves you can give. Maybe even most of them, not all of them. Mi behema, v'lo kol behema. Some from your animal, not all of them. Mi steachuza, v'lo kol steachuza, not all of it. Yachol lo yachrim, so I would think that you can't do it. V'im hichrim, yei muhramim. L'chachili, you can't do it. And what if you did it? So, by the way, just because you gave all your animals away, doesn't mean that means you're going to be living in the street? Not necessarily. So maybe if you did it, you don't give all your animals away. You give all your parnasa away. Save your animals. Some of them save. But if you did it, it works. Talmud Lomar, Ach, Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. No, that doesn't work either. Amar Blaz Ben Azariah, same thing. Mam Gvoi Ein Adam Rishai L'Hachrim, Kol Nechasav. If you can't even donate everything to the Beis HaMikdash, Alachat Kama V'Kama, Shedim Chasal Nechasav. And a person should certainly take care of his possessions. Now, by the way, if you read this Mishnah that Rabbi Eliezer says, you can't give everything away. You can't. Not even all your animals. Not even all your slaves. Not even all your fields. So is that like a Dinda Raisa? Sounds like that. He learns out of Psukim. He learns it out of Psukim. You can't give everything away. Right? And what did Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah say? Elazar ben Azariah said, if to the Beis HaMikdash you can't give it, you certainly can give it to other people. Right? Which means, you want to be a generous person, give your kids, give your grandchildren, give your neighbors, but be a generous, you can't give everything away. Right? If you can't give everything away to the Beis HaMikdash, you can't give everything away to other people. See, right? What's that? What kind of din is that? Is that din d'oraisa? Okay. Is that din d'oraisa or it's just a good advice?
Why is that a given?
What, that what?
If you can't give it to the Beis HaMikdash, you can't give it to other people.
Because I would think, giving away to the Beis HaMikdash is a mitzvah. I'm donating to the Beis HaMikdash. It's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to give tzedakah. You can't give all your tzedakah. You can't give everything away.
The only difference is you don't get anything back ever from the Beis HaMikdash.
What do you mean? Ani walks in, I give him everything I own. You're not going to do that. I admit it against Tzedakah. You can't make yourself into it, but Ani, by giving him the you can't do that. Now, is that a din d'oraisa, or is just good advice? The Torah says you can't do that, or Rabbi Elazar Azariah made that up? Rabbi Eliezer learns out of Pesukim that you're not allowed to give away all your animals to the Beis HaMikdash. He learns out of Pesukim. Me behemah, v'lo kol behemah. Same thing with slaves, same thing with well, the Messiah comes along, you know what? You shouldn't give away everything either. Not even to, forget the Beis HaMikdash, even to an Oni, even to your friends, even to your kids. Shouldn't give everything away. Well, you're going to live in the street? Shouldn't do. So is that a din d'oraisa, or is that just good advice? Well, the Messiah made up good advice. The reason why I'm asking this is because in the comments, what do you think? Sounds like it's good advice. He's learning how to, there's no pasuk here.
Yeah, but it should be obvious.
Good. It should be obvious, right? It should be obvious, right? You're saying it should be obvious.
There's a Gemara about it.
What?
There's a Gemara about it.
There's a Mishnah about it.
No, besides that.
What do you mean?
Well, when a person's on his deathbed, he gives away stuff.
And then he gets, then he becomes healthy.
And then he becomes healthy.
Right.
There's questions on everything he does. They allow him to give away everything he has.
Interesting. So, I don't even, I want to talk about that, you know, funny kid. I mean, in general. Right, the idea of donating things, because he thought he was going to die.
Right, right. Exactly.
So the Gemara says like this. No, by the way, why do they need to tell
you're
me?
Not telling you why he's doing it in this restaurant. Just saying.
Correct. Right. So we'll get to that in a few minutes. So you hear what I'm saying? Ani walks into mitzvah to get tzedakah. You have to give away everything you own. No, you're not allowed to do that. Even not allowed to do that.
Halacha like this?
Yes, we're gonna get to it in a few minutes. So now we said three things: fields, slaves, and animals. You can't give all of them away. Utsmichi. It was necessary to say all three. Why? Because the Rechmanim call Shalom. And by the way, there's a fourth one. The fourth one was everything. So Havamina, I would have thought, called the Itzle Lolachim. You can't give everything away. You can't give everything away you have to the Beis HaMikdash. Aval min echad lachim akule. But I want to give all my fields. Why not? I'll still have what to do. So Gemara says, because Rechmanim may adam v'lo kol adam. No, you can't give away all your slaves. Adam means slaves. You can't give away all your slaves. You got to keep some behind. Because the Rechmanim may adam v'lo adam sagileb. Because I would say, of course you can't give away all your slaves. How are you going to have work? Right. How are you going to have people working for you? Of course you can't do that. However, but I can give away all my fields, and then I'll become a sharecropper. I'll be the worker. Instead of being the big landlord, right, of the manor, and have all the work, I'll do that. So I'm not going to go hungry. Therefore, you know, I'll do that. V'yashmin and hani tarti. And if I only had those two, Mishum, Tahacha Chiyusa, V'Hacha Chiyusa. Now, one second. Both of these things are your livelihood. You have a livelihood with fields, you have a livelihood you raise flocks. They're both livelihoods. So you can't give away your livelihood.
What about slaves?
That's your livelihood. The Gemara considers that your livelihood. Your livelihood is slaves and fields. We didn't get animals yet. Aval Metaltalin, but I want to give away all my spoons and knives and forks. So I'll use plastic ones. So what? Maybe I could do that. L'machmenu kulu. I can give all that away. What do we need that for? Tzmichi, no, you can't do that either. Now, behema lamali, it's hard to say all behemas and not some behemas. Look at the Tanya. Yachal yachem adam b'no ubito, avdo, v'shivchaso, ha'ivriyim, v'stei miknaso. I would think a person could donate his son, his daughter, his servant, his male, female servant, who are ivriyim, the Eved Ivri, and the Amma Ivriya, and his son and his daughter, v'stei miknaso, tamalama behema. No, it says behema. What does behema have to do with your son and daughter? Ma behema yesh lo rishus lemochra. So the behema you can sell if you want to. You don't have any obligation not to sell that behema, right? You can sell it if you want. Af kol yesh lo rishus lemochra. So too, anything you have the right to sell. You don't have the right to sell your daughter. You don't have the right to sell your son. Says the Gemara, what are you talking about? Vabito katana yesh lo rishus lemochra. Your daughter when she's a katana, you do have a right to sell her. You can sell her. Pashim Mishpatim says you could tell her. So the Gemara says, Yachal Yerachminas, maybe you could be Machim your daughter. Talmud Lomar, Behema. That's where it says Behema. Ma Behema, Yesh Lo Rishus Lamarach Vol Olam. So it's like Behema, Yav Rishus, to sell the Behema forever. Af Kol, Yesh Lo Rishus Lamarach Vol Olam. So too, when it comes to selling anything, it has to be something you can sell forever. Your daughter you cannot sell forever. Once she turns 12, you can't sell her. So a daughter you cannot sell. Okay? You cannot donate to the Beit HaMikdash.
You're allowed to sell everything, you just can't donate or make makdash everything. Selling, you can sell anything.
No, you're not allowed to. We're below the Beit HaMikdash, you're not allowed to do that.
No, but he's bringing a pasuk that says he's using it that in terms of selling.
What? Yeah, he doesn't mean everything. He means certain things. He means anything in your house you can sell. You can sell that painting on the wall. So you can sell that couch. You can sell that silver dish. Then you can sell all that.
So you can make
But you can't sell all your couches. You can't sell everything you own. When it says here you can sell everything, it means you can sell... What?
If you're getting cash for it, why can't you liquidate?
Maybe you can. I'm saying to donate it. You can't leave yourself if you don't have anything.
You're not getting anything.
Right? So what about your son and daughter? You can't sell that. I have more than one daughter. I sell one and I live one over. You can't do that. Why not? Because just like a behemoth. That's why it said you can't sell every behemoth you have. We know already you can't sell everything you have already. Now do I really need by the way, what's the kasha on this gemara? What's the kasha?
The obvious kasha is that if you sell your stuff, you have enough money to live, maybe.
What?
No, he cannot be meaning sell for cash.
Right, it can't mean sell for cash. You mean you're giving it away.
Give it away.
Right. So what's the kasha on this selling your daughter? I'll give you a hint. It was yesterday's Haftorah. Didn't Yiftach do that?
Yeah.
Didn't Yiftach say, I'm going to give my daughter away and make him give her away? Mm-hmm. And Gemara says he can't give her away?
Well, no, that is not a straight answer on this.
No, that's very hard.
It's a very hard sugya.
Oh,
so,
you can't do that.
So how do you make him do it?
One second.
That's all he said.
What did he say? He said, I didn't ask this question.
If you do it, it's not chal, or if you do it, you're over.
It sounds like it's not chal. Our Gemara sounds like it's not chal.
Right.
That's what it sounds like. The pasuk says in Shoftim Lamed Aleph, "V'haya hayotze asher yetze b'delasi." The first thing comes out of my door, beisi, my house, l'krasi toward me, b'shuvi b'shalom when I come back, b'nei Amon, v'haya l'Hashem, it's for Hashem, v'alisehu ola. I'll make it into an ola.
Right. You can't make it into an ola.
Correct. So how is it for Hashem?
So you replace
a single item.
We just said you can't sell your daughter.
It's a live person.
You can't donate. You can't donate. You can't donate your daughter.
First of all, you get punished for it.
Right.
Number two, it's machlokes what even happened to his daughter. And
according to the man to Omar, the worst case scenario.
And according to everybody, he didn't kill his daughter.
Is that true? Yes. Now, he didn't kill her. So sometimes she was a. But the point is, if that's not doesn't work, you can't sell your daughter. You can't donate your daughter to the basement. You can't do that.
Right.
You can't donate your daughter. So how did it even get off the ground?
Exactly.
How did it get off the ground?
That's the question.
How did it get off the ground?
Okay, so
whatever the machlokes is, I know, and whatever he meant, and he said Amar, how did it get off the ground? You can't do that.
He was an Amaris and it didn't work.
So what was she locked up for?
Because he thought he was better than the Gemara.
So there's no answer to this question. But I saw over here, I underlined this 7.5 years ago. The Or HaYashar says that the neder is not chal. You can't donate your daughter. It's not chal. So why do we make a chal in Yiftach?
They didn't make a chal in Yiftach.
So he says no. He says the Bezin made a chal in Yiftach. Why? Because there's a halacha. I didn't know there's a halacha that even though it wasn't chal, he still made a neder. So Yiftach had to. They forced Yiftach to be matir neder.
Okay.
They forced him to be matir neder. You can't make a neder like that. Be matir neder, and he refused.
Correct.
He refused to be matir neder. He said because it's not Amaretz. So he refused. He refused. Then we're not going to let you see her again. That's what happened.
Not going to let you what?
Not going to let you see her again.
Why did you get Malkus for not listening to the
bed? I don't know.
What does her punishment have to do with him?
Here,
did he punish her because of him?
There's a Gemara in the Dharma that says...
Nice try. There's a lot better answers than
that. The Gemara says the Gemara in the Dharma says if someone says, I donate myself to be a carbon, which is also a ridiculous statement.
Okay, right.
Only an Amaris would say something so stupid. You have to be Mount Neder. What is Mount Neder for you? That doesn't even make any sense. That's halacha. If an Amaret says a stupid thing, they have to be about the nether. So, Yiftach refused, right? Yiftach refused to be about the nether. So they never got matered. So therefore, he couldn't see her. It's a much question better than the answer.
That's not a good answer. There's a lot better answers. No offense, there's a lot better answers. That's not it.
So,
the art school show them.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. So next. So Amar Belozer ben Azaria, im legvoa ein adam rishai. So what did Belozer ben Azaria say? If you can't donate it to the Beis HaMikdash, so you surely can't donate it to someone else. So really, Hainu Tanakama, isn't it the same thing as the Tanakama? He also said you can't do that. Mm-hmm. What Tanakama says, you can't donate everything to the Beis HaMikdash, but to some oni you can? Doesn't make same thing. What did Rabbi Elazar add? What did he add, really? So Gemara says, Ikka b'nai Rav Ila. He added, they're arguing about the issue of Rav Ila, the Amr of Ila. B'usha hiskinu, in Usha they made a takana. Hamavazves. If somebody wants to give tzedakah or donate things, al yivazves yotzer mechomesh. You can't give more than a fifth. In other words, you should not give more than 20% of your possessions to tzedakah. That's already, if you want to be such a chutmachmir and give so much, you can't give more than 20. You shouldn't give more than 20%. Why? Because by doing that, then you become needy. Then you become needy, a needy person. Right? You become a needy person. Okay? So now we can spend 2 minutes on this.
By the way, how's that true?
So 1 second. So the Shita Mekubetza says, that's only true when it comes to giving aniyim. But for a Torah, or for a yeshiva, or for people learning, it's a different story. There's no such halacha like this. Right? I don't know why that should be. Right? Okay.
The result's the same.
What?
The result's the same.
The result's the same, right. So there's a fascinating, where is it? The Berlacha says.
Where do we see that the reason is because you're not supposed to impoverish yourself?
That's not the reason. That's the theory. That's the theory. It doesn't say that here. Well, I'm about to finish. There's once a guy, he wanted to donate more than a fifth. They wouldn't let him. Who didn't let him? Rabbi Shevav, he wouldn't let him. Rabbi Shevav, he was the one who wanted to. And they wouldn't let him. Who didn't let him? Rabbi Akiva, they wouldn't let him. So, the Mishnah Brura says the following thing. He says, that's only true. I don't know what the reason for this is, to go learn that sugya. A lot of the mitzvot, these halachas appear in Hilchas Lulav. The Mishnah Brura says, the halacha of not giving more than a fifth is only in your general life. But when a mitzvah comes by once in a blue moon, even once a year, like an esrig, you can spend more, if you're allowed to. Right? So why would that make a difference? If the theory is, you can't make yourself so you become needy. By the way, it's clear that that's what's going on here. What does Elizabeth Azari say? Well, as I said, don't become needy. Don't give everything away to people, even though you're doing a good thing. Why? because what are they arguing about? Well, is there a 20% rule or not? So they're arguing about the details. But the main idea that you shouldn't become needy is not true. Now, let's say you have a billionaire. The guy's mamash a billionaire. He's got $800 million in the bank. So he can't get more than 20%? He's not going to become needy. So then you say it doesn't apply to a guy like that. Doesn't apply to a guy like that. The guy can give 80% of his salary and he'll still never have to work a day in his life. Doesn't apply to a guy like that. But regular people like us. So yeah, we give tzedakah, we try to do our best. You start to give more and more and more. You start to become like, you know, you really can't make ends meet. But that's what it's talking about. That's what it means. It doesn't mean billionaires that can give more and they don't. And that's already a problem, right? There's a statement out there that the nesionos of being rich are more than the nesionos of not being rich. There's some truth to that, right? Yeah. Many people say they'll take them, but there's some truth to that. But everyone would still rather have those nacionos than be poor. Have to worry about making ends meet. So if a guy has to worry about making ends meet, he shouldn't give more than 20% of his stuff to. That doesn't belong to a guy like that. A guy's $800 million in the bank, he can give more than 20%, right? Fine. So the problem is there's a Yerushalmi that says that. It sounds like that when Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said you can't give away all your stuff, it sounds like it was a din. I don't know if I would say this. It sounds like it was a din daraisa, because Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah said it's a din daraisa. You can't give everything away, and Elazar ben Azariah added on, yeah, you can't even give everything away to other people. Forget the Beis Hamikdash. So it sounds like it's a din daraisa. So if it's a din daraisa, how could he argue on Rav Ila, who made up a takana? Who said it's a takana? Don't give so much away. And what are we saying? In our Mishnah, one of these two mandamars argues on that and says, no, you can't give more than 20%. What's the cutoff? Maybe there is none. The cutoff is everything. But who made 20% the cutoff? But now we're saying, if it's a din daraisa, how could they be arguing on something ulas ila made up later, the takana made up later? So the Yerushalmi says in Peah, it was that this idea of takana's usha was not made up by usha. It was made up by the Torah. It's a halacha l'Moshe Mi-Sinai, and it got forgotten. And in Usha, they reminded everybody about it. So therefore, that's one answer that he gives. Okay. Okay, very good.
Don't we have Gemara in the past that if someone wanted to become an Ani, he can master all the chasim, like
I think that was only temporarily. When temporarily, you're in, right? You have nothing to eat,
right.
And you want to get from the tamkhui, right. But you're very rich, so you make yourself an ani temporarily, so I can have them in the soup kitchen. And when I get home, I'll write them a check. I don't know. So maybe that limited thing, it works. It's a good question. I don't know. Okay, next Mishnah. Hamachrim beno ubito v'avdo v'shevchas ivriim. If somebody donates his son, his daughter, or his eved ivri, or his am ivriya, v'stei miknaso, ain't a macham. It doesn't work. She'ain ad demachrim davish ain't a shalom. You can't give something that doesn't belong to you. It doesn't belong to you. Right? Okay. Now, Hakahana v'alevim ain't machrim divrei Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Kahanim and Levim cannot donate a cherem vow at all. Okay? They can't donate cherem vows at all. Okay? Reb Shimon Omer, HaKahanim Machrimin. No, the Kahanim can't, Shachrimin Shalahem, because it goes right back into their pocket. So what are they donating? But Levim Machrimin. Why can't Levim? What's Levim all stuck in over here? She'ain Shachrimin Shalahem. Doesn't belong to them. They want to donate something to the base of the Mikdash. Doesn't go into their pocket. There's two types of cherems. There's a cher that goes to Kahanim, and a cherem goes to the base of Mikdash. The Gemara Mishnah is assuming, we're talking about the Kahanim cherem. So if the Kahanim are donating, I'm going to donate my car to the base of Mikdash. Who gets it? Me!
The cherem goes to a specific kohen.
Oh, we're going to get to that. We're going to get to that in the Gemara. Which kohen it gets to. We're going to get to that. But Levium, what's Levium talking about? So Amar Rebbe, so near and divrei Reb Yehuda Bikarkos. I think Rebbe Yehuda's right when it comes to land. Because when it comes to land, even land, Levium, in the parasha. Land, Levium also have land. And if Levium would donate, and we're going to learn, there's a pasuk here, Namar, ki achuzas olam hi lahem. You can never, the Levium can never get rid of that land. So they can't donate it. Divrei Reb Shimon. Divrei Reb Shimon by Metaltalin, but I think Reb Shimon's right by Metaltalin, that a Levi could donate Metaltalin, shen arachim shalahem. It doesn't belong to them anyway. Right? Yeah. So why can't a Levi donate Metaltalin? So, now, one second. Rabbi Yehuda, Bishlom HaKahanim Achimin, Shechimin Shalahem. I understand why Kahanim can't donate, because it goes into their own pocket. So what are they donating? El Levim, Bishlom HaKarkoi, Lo Machami, Dixiv, Kiyachuz, Olam, Hi, Lahem. I understand that they can't give Karka, because it doesn't ever leave their possession. They can't get rid of it. El Metaltalim, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Taka, why can't Levim give Metaltalim? Why not? Why not? So, Amar Kra, it says, Mikol Shalom, Mistachuz also. So there's a connection between Metaltalin and Karka. Makish, Metaltalin and Karka. So they make a connection. So it's like, they can't give Karka, they can't give Metaltalin either. V'Reb Shimon. Now, according to Reb Shimon, who said what? Who said, Levium can give. Bishlom, Kahanim, Kedamarin. I agree that the Kahanim can't give. Because it goes from their pocket, they donate, it goes back into their pocket. I grant that. El Levium, but according to Levium, Bishlom, Metaltalin. I understand Metaltalin. Lacharim, they should give to Lo Makish. They don't make that hekish. So Metaltalin, why not? El Mikarkoi, Amai. Alksiv Achuzes Olam Hilahem. Why does Rabbi Yehuda? Why does Rabbi Shimon allow Levium to give Metaltalin to give Karka? It's true. They can't give Karka. They're not allowed to get rid of it. That's true. Rabbi Shimon said everything. So Gemara says, no. My Machim Adamikar Metaltalin. When Rabbi Shimon said, I think Levium can give. Can give cherem vows, he meant only metaltalin. He meant metaltalin. He agrees they can't. So Gemara said, what are you talking about? Hadutani Sefer, but the Mishnah ended off. Amar Rabbi said, near and divrei Rabbi Yehuda b'mekarkoi. I think Rabbi Yehuda is right by karka. For divrei Rabbi Shimon metaltalin. I think Rabbi Shimon said when it comes to metaltalin. Michlal, which means, the Rabbi Shimon b'mekarkoi, nami kamar. The Rabbi Shimon said, they can't give karka, they can give. So now we're saying they can't. So now, of course, we're going to twist the words around. Hachi kamar. This is what Rebbe meant to say. Amar Rebbe. Rebbe said, Nir and Div Rebbe Yehuda, Reb Shimon, Bikarkos. I agree with Rebbe Yehuda and Reb Shimon also when it comes to Karka. And that's not what the Mishnah said. Sha'af Reb Shimon on Echlak El of Metaltalin, because Reb Shimon only argued by Metaltalin, Av Bikarkos, Modele. When it comes to Karka, he agrees. Okay? Now we're going to discuss on Amud Beis, the entire Amud Beis. It's going to deal, not so long, it's going to deal with Josh's question. Which Kohen gets it? Okay? So, Amar Rav Chiya Bar Oven, Hichrim Metaltalin. If you donate Metaltalin, I'm donating my my set of silver dishes, not dishes, my silver cups. I'm donating all my silver cups. I'm donating it to Beis HaMikdash, to the Kohanim. Who gets it? Says him, says Rav Chiya Bar Oven, no saying l'kol kohen she'yirtza. Any kohen you want. Any kohen you want. Shneamar says, kol cherem b'Yisrael l'chol yihyeh. Right? Hichrim, I'm sorry, right, so Rashi says on top, l'aron kamar le'rachmona v'chol zara b'chlal. Any one of Aaron's children you can give it to. Any one of Aaron's children. Hichrim, sadosav, yeah, by the way, so, it says, so someone asks the following question. The Otzer HaChaim asked the following question, that how do we know you can give it to any kohen you want? How do you can give it to any kohen you want? Because it says, kol cherem b'Yisrael l'cha yihyeh. L'cha yihyeh. What's l'cha yihyeh? Says Rashi, Aaron kamar, any one of Aaron's children. So there's a Gemara that says, by Bikurim, by the mitzvah of Bikurim, it says also, l'cha yihyeh, right? L'cha yihyeh. And when it comes to Bikurim, you can't give the Bikurim to any kohen you want. You have to give it to whoever's on duty that day, when you show up. Whoever's on duty that day. So it's a stira. So he answers the following answer, which the Gemara is going to reject. And I don't have an answer. He answers like this. It depends what the matana is. If the matana involves an action on the Beis HaMikdash grounds, then it has to be the Kohen or the Mishmar. Whoever's on duty. And when you bring the Bikurim, they do. They wave it. It's almost like a carbon. It's fruit, but they wave it. So you need a coin for that. So therefore, it has to go to the Kohen on duty. But if it has nothing to do with the grounds of the Beis HaMikdash, Truma. I want to donate Truma. You can give Truma to any Kohen you want. Or Cherem. I want to donate my silver. Any Kohen you want. It has nothing to do with the grounds of the Beis HaMikdash. That's the distinction he makes. Very good distinction, right? If it has to do with the Beis HaMikdash, then it goes to whoever's on duty. Carbonos. All that. It all goes to them on duty. You could wait. Maybe your friend's on duty, or your son-in-law could be even on duty. You could wait for that, but you can't say, my son-in-law is home, but he's a Kohen. I want him to get all the meat. You can't do that. Whoever's on duty. When it comes to donating the Cherem vow, you can give to any Kohen you want. So when it comes to Bikurim, you have to give to the Kohen on duty. The problem is, the very next line says in the Gemara, Hechrim Sadosav, if you give your fields away, no sin l'Kohen shav osam ishmar. You have to give to whoever's on duty. Right? That has nothing to do with the grounds of the Beis HaMikdash. So when it comes to Metaltalin, we're going to ask in a few minutes, why do you make a distinction? When it comes to Metaltalin, any coin you want. When it comes to fields, whoever's on duty. What's the difference? Right? Shinemar, Kisteachem, Lekoin, Tiye, Achuza, So, Fagamar, Lekoin, Koin, Megezel Ager. It's Xer Shava from Gezel Ager. What's Gezel Ager? Gezel Ager means you stole from a Ger. Right? You stole from a Ger. And now you have one of the Tshuva. So you stole, you have to bring a carbon. Who gets that carbon? The Kohen on duty. So that makes sense, because you need the Beis HaMikdash for that. So, Hasam Menolan, now the Hasam Menolan, how do you know by that by Gezel Ager, it goes to the, and the Ger has no relatives. That's the point. The Ger, you can't give it back to anybody, the Ger has no relatives. The Tanya, Lashem LaKohen, Kono Hashem, Fanasa LaKohen, Shibosa Mishmar. So it's Hashem, so to speak, gets it. The Gezel Ager, you're returning what you stole. Who are you giving it back to? No one to give it back to. Who do you give it back to? The Ger has no relatives. He's a Ger. It's the only person in the world that can have no relatives. The only Jew in the world that can have no relatives. He's a Ger. Who do you give it to? You give it to the guy that made, really you're giving it to Hashem. Hashem said give it to the Kohen on duty. That makes sense because you need the Beis HaMikdash for that. Because you have to bring a carbon. Right? So here's this. Kano Hashem, Venasa L'Kohen Sheba Osa Mishmar. You say it has to go to the Kohen on duty. Maybe any Kohen you want. So we're talking about on a Pasuk, we're talking about the Kohen that's on duty. So that has to go to the Kohen on duty. So you could say like this. Really the halachas are true. Whatever you have, there are 24 matnas kahuna. 24 of them. Which ones go to the Kohen on duty? Which ones go to any Kohen you want? Depends. If the Beis HaMikdash is required, carbonos and things like that, it goes to the Kohen on duty. If not, he gives any Kohen you want. Except for one exception, Steachuza. That has to go to the Kohen on duty. Why? Because it's learned out from, it's a Hekish from, it's a Gzer Shava from the Gezel Ager. So that's the only exception. Otherwise, that rule is true. Okay? Next. Sada hayotza l'kahana b'yovel. So now listen to this one. A sadeh that goes to the kahanim on Yovel. Why does it go to the kahanim on Yovel? A guy donated a steachuza, didn't redeem it. He didn't redeem it. What happens to that field? It goes to the kahanim. Which kahanim? So here, you're not giving a gift. It's a default gift. So who gets it? Nasudu l'mishmar shepaga bo b'yovel. Whichever mishmar, if it falls out, they're doing it when Yovel starts. That Yovel, that Rosh Hashanah. That's what it says. Shepaga bo yovel. Iboilahu, really it's Yom Kippur. Rashi says it's Yom Kippur. Whichever mishmar is on duty on Yom Kippur. So Gemara says, Iboilahu, paga bo b'Shabbos mai. What if that was a Shabbos? What if Yom Kippur falls out on a Shabbos? What's the kasha? So the kasha is on Shabbos. There were two, no, forget that. There were two mishmars. There was an outgoing mishmar and an incoming mishmar. So which mishmar gets it? What? Huh? The Gemara didn't answer that question. That's not a kasha. Rashi says, the mishmar is mechalfos. What's the problem with Shabbos and Kippur? Well, what's the problem with Shabbos? Because the mishmar switches off. V'chal yom ha-kippur and bo bayom. And Yom Kippur falls out on a Shabbos that year. Le'eze yitain. Which one do you give it to? Right? Yes, yes. So Amar of Chia bar Ami, Mishmei Dechulfana, Nostal Mishmar Yotze. It goes to the outgoing Mishmar. Why does it go to the outgoing Mishmar? Says Rashi something fascinating. Rashi says, Sheberishu so Hitzchel Hayovel be'emesh. Emesh means last night. Because on Friday night, when Yom Kippur began, who was in charge? The outgoing Mishmar. When did they switch? They switched after Shachris. So when Friday night started, the outgoing Mishmar started, they were the ones in charge. Therefore, they get it. It's a very interesting answer, right? The Rabbeinu Gershon, you have to read this one line of Rabbeinu Gershon. He says a different thing. He says, Hoil v'hu ha'oved shehikriv t'midin emesh. Well, since they brought the carbon tamid last night, same, very similar answer. Since the outgoing Mishmar Friday night brought the carbon tamid, the hayom b'shachris. And they brought today's carbon tamid on Shachris. Everybody says that Rabbi Gana Geshem can't mean that. He can't possibly mean that. Because the carbon tamid of Friday is for Friday. It's not for Friday night. It's for Friday in the Mincha time. That's for Friday. So what does that have to do with anything? Rashi said, because when Shabbat started, they were in charge. What are they in charge of? Whatever it is, but they're in charge. Says Rabbi Gana Geshem, no, they did Friday night tamid. There's no such thing. You can't bring a carbon on Shabbat Friday night. It's Friday afternoon. That's for Friday. It's Friday's issue, right? What? So they say what he meant was that there's a halacha that if Friday, none of that, there's a halacha that...
Maybe it does work out because throughout the night, who's doing the burning?
That's what they say he meant. Now, the question is, are you the chachila to do that? Friday night, you're going to put up Friday's karbanos to burn Friday night? There's a whole discussion if you can even do that. Let's say you did it already. They're up there from before Shabbos and they're burning away.
Who's taking care of that?
Who's taking care of that? That's what he meant to say. He didn't mean the Tumid. He meant to say the other Kabbanos that are burning around. Since they're busy, same answer. They're busy Friday night. So when Yovel started, when Yom Kippur started, they were the ones in charge. It's not only Shabbos, it's also Yom Kippur. So Yom Kippur at night, nothing goes on. Everything's in the day. From Friday, from every Yom Kippur. So therefore, since they're in charge, they're the ones who, they're fascinating. They're the ones who get it. The outgoing ones get it. Right? Amr of Nachan by Yitzchak. Nachan by Yitzchak said, Tanya Nami Hachi. We have another brisa, we have another raya, that it goes by the ones who start it. Okay, then this raya doesn't make any sense really, but the Gemara's going to have a crazy raya now. That what? That you go after the start. Because the raya is, that let's say, Yovel was the 50th year, right? So what about the 49th year? The 49th year is Shemitah.
Right.
So Shemitah, you're also not allowed to work the land, and on Yovel, you're not allowed to work 2 years in a row.
Right.
You're not allowed to work the land. What about loans? Loans get canceled on Shemitah. Right. When do they get canceled on Shemitah? At the end of the Shemitah year. At the beginning of the Shemitah year, you're not allowed to work the land. But the loans are only get canceled at the end of the year, not at the beginning of the year. Right?
Okay.
Right? So, Nimta Ata Omer, Echad Yovel, Echad Shvius. If you have Yovel and Shemitah, I don't know why the Yovel is put first, because Yovel is back to, it should be Shemitah's first. Shemitah's year 49, and Yovel the year 50. So you have a back-to-back, two years in a row. Mishamtin ke'echot. They both work like it's one long year. It's 2 years. It's really one massive year. Ela she yovel betchilaso. Yovel takes effect at the beginning of the year. Vishmita besofa. And shmita takes effect at the end of the year. Which means, it's backwards. So Gemara says, adav, just the opposite. Mishum hachiyavi, it's backwards. What happens? At the end of the shmita year, the very end of the year, Erev Rosh Hashanah of the shmita year, the loans are cancelled. In the beginning of the yovel year, the loans are cancelled. So it's like this twilight, Ben HaShemashos, going from the end of Shemitah into Yovel, right? Ema b'bnei she Yovel, right? In other words, when does Yovel begin? Yovel begins at the beginning of the year, right? Every year begins at the beginning of the year. So what do you see from here? That we go by the beginning, because Shemitah ended and Yovel started. So the Gemara says, "Bishlam shviyas b'sofa to give me kate sheva shanam tasa shmita." I understand shmita starts mi shmita. Shmita is at the end. Loans are canceled at the end of shmita year. Right? That's how we do a principle at the end of shmita year. Right? Because they're canceled at the end. So the pasuk says that. Ela yovel betchilato yom kippurim hu. It's not the beginning of the year. It's not Yom Kippur, which is 10 days later. So it's not even true. Tchsev b'yom kippur tevir kushav v'chal artechem. Nah, Hamani Rabbi Shmuel ben Osha Rabbi Yochanan Broki. It's him, the Amar Roshana, who the Chayal Yovel. Yovel starts in Rosh Hashanah. So far, it's not a kasha. What was the raya? He's going to bring a raya. The raya, we have a raya that you always start at the beginning of the year. What's the raya? Because Yovel loans are canceled at the beginning of the year. Every year starts at the beginning of the year. So when you have a halacha that only applies at one point in the year, when does it apply? But by the way, Shemitah goes at the end of the year. That's because there's a pasuk that says that. So Shemitah goes at the end of the year. It's a pasuk. But Yovel is the beginning of the year. I don't know what that means, Yovel, that the loans are canceled at the beginning of the year. If Shemitah canceled at the end of the year, then the loans are already canceled. To cancel at the end of Shemitah. Right? Anyway, Shama Chizkiya bar Bilute, he heard this for Azal, Amri Kamei de Ravavo. He went to go tell Ravavo that there's a difference, back to what we said on top, there's a difference when you donate metaldolin. You can donate any coin you want. When it comes to karka, it's always on duty. Right? So he said, V'lokish, matazal the karkos, why don't you make a hekesh? Make a hekesh. It should be the same. What kind of halach is this? Lav tanoihi, dekad demakish, dekad lomakish. Isn't it actually machlokis about that, whether you make a hekesh or not? K'man d'omar, lomakshinan. Yeah, we were talking about the one who didn't make the hekesh. If you don't make the hekesh, then there's taka difference. Okay. Chemre kahanim, ein la pinyon. Chemre kahanim have no pinyon. You can't redeem them. Once you donate it, you can't get it back. Ella nitin l'kanam k'truma. Just like truma. Once you donate truma, you can't get it back. You can't get truma back. I donated it. Same thing over here. Ruta ben b'seira omer, stam charamim l'beta kabayis. A stam cherim is beta kabayis. Stam cherim is beta kabayis. There's two kinds of cherim. There's beta kabayis, and there's kahanim. If I say stam, I meant beta kabayis. Shenemar kol cherim kodesh kodesh shebu l'ashem. Chacham omer, no. Stam cherim k'kahanim. Stam cherim belongs to kahanim. Shenemar. Why does it say that it's like a carbon if it's really stam cherem, it goes to the kahan? Why does it say it's like a carbon? You can give a cherem on a carbon. What does that mean? I have to make a carbon. I make it into a cherem. The Gemara will explain what that means. Machrim adam as kadoshav, a person can donate. Oh, this is Gemara. Machrim adam as kadoshav, a person can donate his karbonos. Ben kachet kachet, ben kachet kalim. Now. Im neder, no sein domeh. If I said I'm going to bring that animal right there, and then I say I'm going to bring that animal for a carbonola, then I say I'm giving that animal as a cherem vow. What did I mean? I can't give that animal as a cherem vow. That has to be an ola. What I meant was I'm going to give the value of that animal as a cherem vow. Im nedava, if it's a nedava, if I promised, I'm going to give a cherim vow. I'm going to give it an ola one day. I'm very happy and my life is going well. I'm going to, next time in Yerushalayim, I'm going to bring an ola. Then I said, I'm going to bring that ola as a cherim vow. So what do I mean? I don't have to bring an ola. I have to bring an ola. So how much do I give? There is no value. It says the Gemara, shor ze ola. And then I say, you know what? I'm in Yerushalayim now. I'm going to bring that ox for an ola. Omdin, kama adam rotsa litein b'shor ze lahalola ola. It says Rishai, which means Chayev. So I say to you, Josh, would you be interested in bringing an Ola? You say to me, yeah, it's not a bad idea. How much would it cost? Ah, it costs $300,000. Say, no, I'm not so interested. Right? How about I say it costs you a dollar? For a dollar, I'll bring you an olah. At some point, the number becomes too high. That's the amount you have to give. I'll give a dollar for an olah? Yeah. A million? Not a million. 800,000? Not giving that either. Right? Ask the random guy in the street, how much would you give to bring an olah? $100? $100 I'll do. How about $1,000? $1,000 already? I don't know. So whatever the number is, that's how much you have to donate. Because you said, I'm going to bring an olah to the achil on me, and I'm also going to give a donation to the Beis HaMikdash for the same olah. So how much do you give? There's no animal here. The answer is, how much would somebody, random guy in the street, willing to give to pay and bring an olah? That he's not mechayev to give. She ain't mechayev to give. How much would you be willing to pay?
Why did you go to your first statement? You donated an olah.
Because you said, I'm going to bring an olah. There's no animal here. I'm going to bring an olah. So then you said, I'm donating that olah to the Beis HaMikdash. So how much are you donating?
What's the spread on an animal?
What?
I mean, why can't you just go to the market, see what it costs, and say that's what it is?
Rashi, we don't have time. Rashi addresses that. Rashi says, well, that's what you meant to do. You meant to say, I want to give the value of an olah. So whatever the person would bring to whatever a person's das is, to how much it would cost to bring an olah.
In economy. What you're saying, just say what an olah costs in the market.
Right, I hear you.
What you had in mind, what it should cost.
The Mishnah Gemara doesn't give straight up answers.
Correct.
Otherwise,
let's just finish the Mishnah. Now, Habachar, if someone says, I'm going to bring a Bachar, which you can't even say that because it's Kadosh Merechem.
Right.
So, Bein Tam, Bein Bal Mum, Machrim and also, whether it has a Mum or not, I'm going to donate it. So, Ketan Podin also, how do you redeem that? Omdin, you make a Cheshbet. Kam Adam Rotin Litin Bachar Zeh, Litno Leben Obito O Leben Achoso. How much would you pay the Kohen to give the Bechar to your son-in-law, who's also a Kohen? In other words, how much would you pay to have them do it? Or give it to them? Again, same idea. Whatever that number is, that's how much goes to the, that's how much your Cherem vow becomes. Okay, so we'll flesh this out more tomorrow, actually. All right, we'll stop here, and I'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.
Okay.